This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The USDA spending bill that President Biden just signed for the rest of this fiscal year limits the Ag Secretary's discretion in spending funds from the Commodity Credit Corporation, which is USDA's financing institution. We will hear more from United States lawmakers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
President Biden just put pen to paper to sign the Ag Spending Bill, which requires the Ag Secretary to give Congress 15 days' notice and spending details before transferring $100 million or more from the CCC. The provision is based on the earlier USDA Spending Accountability Act, led by Republican Senators Roger Marshall, Mike Braun, and Iowa's Chuck Grassley.
We should not have a slush fund that is outside of the appropriation process, that doesn't give Congress control of the purse strings.
Republicans argue that the CCC has been used for politically driven projects, but Secretary Tom Vilsack says he sees it differently.
The ARC payments and the PLC payments and the CRP payments all come from the Commodity Credit Corporation, so they've done it in the past.
That's Secretary Vilsack citing legitimate CCC use to fund previous farm bills. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow pointed to Vilsack's earlier okay of a bipartisan request to use CCC funds for trade promotion.
A large part of that is already the way we fund the farm bill. So it's not that there's $30 billion additional.
The earlier GOP bill would use half of its $8 billion estimated in savings over a 10-year period for market development and research, the other half for deficit reduction. Republicans criticize the CCC's use for climate programs and other Democratic priorities, and even say the Government Accountability Office has ruled that USDA should have asked Congress first. For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.